Hello and welcome a esta segunda temporada de Aprende Inglés con la Teacher. Vamos a trabajar inglés real en unos 10 minutitos para que te acompañe cada día. Soy la Teacher Miss Claire y enseño inglés a hispanohablantes en redes sociales. Harta o harto, and you have to mark that R like crazy, es una palabra que por lo menos a mí me sale muchas veces al día. Hoy vamos a aprender una frase muy común en inglés para decir que estás cansado de algo. Y me voy a apoyar en la familia Beckham, que ahora están muy de moda. I am sure that at the end of this episode, you will be able to say it with confidence and without a single mistake. We will begin with our short story, a warm-up story. A little explanation of how to use our expression of the day, then our juicy story, jugosa, una historia jugosa, about the Beckham family, and finally, other expressions that you can use to practice real English. Today's expression is I'm sick of. Sick es ese enfermo, enferma, it's like ill. But this expression means that you are tired of something. Estás cansado de algo, estás harto de algo. I'm sick of you. Estoy harto de ti. I'm sick of my job. I'm sick of waiting. Tenemos muchas expresiones que podemos decir con este sick of, especially every day. Vamos a empezar con our warm-up story to get into the mood, para entrar en faena, para entrar en el ambiente, ¿no? En el que nos apetezca, el estado de ánimo. Get into the mood. Listen to the short story. I'll speak slowly so you can warm up while you listen. Every morning, Tom waits for the bus. The bus is always late. One day, Tom looks at his watch and says, I'm sick of waiting. I'm sick of waiting. Este sick of se queda junto, siempre va junto, me refiero, no las palabras son separadas, pero va como un bloque. Y si añadimos un verbo, ese verbo va a ir con ing después. I'm sick of waiting, I'm sick of eating, I'm sick of sleeping, I'm sick of traveling, lo que quieras. Si en vez de un verbo queremos meter un sustantivo, a noun, iría a continuación igual que ese verbo. I'm sick of this job. I'm sick of my boss. I'm sick of you. Iría justo después de ese I'm sick of. Our juicy story is about Brooklyn Beckham and his family feud. Family feud es una disputa familiar. Feud se escribe Feud y es un conflicto o una disputa. I've been reading this on Sky News. That is my source. Mi fuente es Sky News. David Beckham, he is a professional football player and his wife is one of the Spice Girls, Victoria Beckham, and now I think she's a fashion icon and fashion designer, very successful couple, powerful couple, and they have, I think, four kids. One of them, the oldest kid, is Brooklyn Beckham. Brooklyn married millionaire heiress. La heredera millonaria Nicola Peltz. And since then, the Beckham family has been quite distant with the couple. Recently, the press noticed that Brooklyn had blocked his family on social media, but not the other way around. So the kid blocked his parents, but the parents still follow him. So there's something going on there, something fishy. Fishy es que algo sospechoso. And finally, today we know the truth. Well, at least one side of the story. Brooklyn's side. Brooklyn said publicly, and he spoke about the dispute with his parents. He was tired of rumors and media speculation. Media es la prensa. He decided to explain his side for the first time. I must tell you that right now, internet is going crazy with this story. And if you If you check your Instagram account, your TikTok account, I'm sure you're going to see it. The dispute or feud has affected his personal life, especially his relationship with his wife, Nicola Peltz. Brooklyn shared that his parents tried to interfere with their wedding in 2022, including pressuring him to give up rights to his family name and canceling the original dress for Nicola. They say, like, this is from another magazine, they said that before the wedding, Victoria Beckham was supposed to be the designer for Nicola's dress, that's her daughter-in-law, and canceled the original dress a few days before the wedding. So that was kind of stressful for the couple. On the wedding day, Brooklyn was publicly embarrassed when his mother took part in his first dance, which had been planned with his wife. This means that Victoria Beckham stole the spotlight. Se hizo con el centro de atención, el foco, ¿no? He described the moment as extremely uncomfortable and humiliating. Okay, Victoria called him evil during a row over sitting at the wedding. A row is una pelea. So while he was fighting with his mom, she called him evil because some seating, ¿no? Los asientos, los asignados de la boda. And he also says that his mother hijacked his first dance with Nicola by dancing inappropriately with him. Que el hijack significa secuestrar, ¿no? Secuestró el primer baile del marido y la mujer. Y ella se dedicó a bailar de manera inapropiada con su hijo. Finally, I think Brooklyn expressed that he no longer wants a life controlled by media, public image, and family manipulation. And he and Nicola want peace, privacy, and happiness for themselves and their future family. There's gonna be more coming up for sure about this family feud. Meanwhile, we can try other ways to say I'm sick and tired of you, like Brooklyn Beckham telling his mom and dad. You can say I'm tired of, I'm sick of, I'm tired of, I'm tired of this situation. We can say I had enough, ya tuve suficiente, ¿no? Es un poquito más fuerte. I had enough of you, reached my limit, ¿no? He llegado a mi límite y no puedo más. Si algo no lo soportas, I can't stand you. I can't stand your attitude. I can't stand how you treat my wife. Es un poquito más emocional. Si quieres algo British, tenemos I'm fed up. Fed up es que ya estoy hasta arriba de comer algo, ¿no? Fed. Pues es como ya he llegado a mi límite. I'm fed up with all this drama. Si ya quieres dar un portazo, if you want to leave the room, leave someone behind because you're sick and tired of this person, you can say, I'm done with you. I'm done with this relationship. He terminado. Do, did, done. I am done. Terminé. Chimpún. I am done with this project. I am done with this relationship. Y si algo te vuelve loco, podemos decir, this is driving me crazy, me lleva a la locura. My mom is driving me crazy. Sí, te pasa como a mí, que estar harto de algo es diario. I'm sick of waking up early. I want to stay in bed. I'm sick of cooking every day, for example. By the way, on my birthday, I do not cook. I do like cooking, but sometimes it's like too much. If you are not happy with your job or your boss, I'm sick of this job, I'm sick of my boss, or I'm sick of all these meaningless meetings, estas reuniones que no tienen ninguna importancia. Si tienes amigos, if you have friends that they're always late or always making up excuses, I'm sick of your excuses, I'm sick of you arriving late all the time, I'm sick of you interrupting, ¿no? Dependerá. Y si te pasas muchas horas en el coche, I'm sick of traffic or traffic jams. I'm sick of the same problems every day. Si estás cansado de discutir con alguien, I'm sick of arguing. I'm sick of your drama. Es muy común decir en inglés el drama que tienes, ¿no? El ser alguien dramático y los problemas de alguien. Cuando hablas de drama, significa que te estás inventando un poco el problema, ¿no? Que el problema puede ser más light de lo que es. Una enfermedad no sería drama y una situación problemática real no sería drama. Solo sería drama cuando alguien inventa más o exagera un problema que tampoco es tan importante. My beautiful teacheros, this is all for today. Have an awesome day. Be happy, breathe in, breathe out, respira para adentro y para afuera, inhala, exhala, and smile. Are you smiling? Are you? Do it. Smile. Come on. Big smile for me. There you go. Don't forget to follow me on social media at lateacher.ingles, and I'll see you soon. See ya!